This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. Widespread layoffs have swept across Washington as public health orders come down to try and stop the spread of COVID-19 by closing businesses and other public places. Today, economic development officials in Pierce County and state and federal officials outlined some options for small businesses especially. They talked about low-interest loans and federal aid and other programs. Congressman Derek Kilmer was part of that conversation, which took place by conference call. He joins me on the phone to talk a little more about what's in store for the economy. Congressman, hello.
Good to be with you.
We don't usually report this extensively on conference calls, frankly, but there were 600 people on this one and more than 100 questions in the queue at one time. And to me, that speaks to how widespread the need is for assistance in the business community.
Obviously, it's a massively disruptive time, not just from a public health standpoint, but from the standpoint of our economy as well. So what we've tried to do, understanding that, you know, if you're a restaurant that's now only able to provide takeout, or if you're a storefront that has very few customers as people are practicing social distancing, or if you're a manufacturer whose supply chain has been completely disrupted by port closures all over the world, what we've tried to do is say, how do we get information out so that we're protecting employers and workers? So we reached out to every chamber in our district, every economic development council in our district, and every employer that had been directly in touch with us. And that's why we had such a big conference call today.
What are some of the things that stand out to you as good first steps business owners or workers can take?
The Small Business Administration has something called disaster loans. And those historically are targeted, you know, if you got hit by a tornado or a hurricane. I worked a few weeks back now when that first emergency spending bill was moving to get language into that bill to extend the eligibility for those disaster loans to have coronavirus qualify as a disaster. And then we put a whole bunch more money into that program. And applications for those what are called economic injury disaster loans are now available for small businesses, for private nonprofits that are suffering economic injury as a result of COVID-19.
As a member of Congress, I would imagine that you have thought through, what do I do if an earthquake hits my district? How would I respond if a tornado hit one of my communities? Those are relatively short-term events. This is such a long-term event. Had you or your office or any of your colleagues in Congress really, until we started seeing this on the horizon, thought through something like this? This just feels so unprecedented. I'm curious how you felt prepared for it.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, we've often had conversations within our office and about emergency response. Usually it's been with the potential of a significant earthquake and tsunami, because I represent much of the west coast of our state. You know, we have actually done some planning for what sort of response would be required from the federal government. Now, obviously, not all of that is applicable in this instance, but a whole bunch of it is. So our state delegation sent a letter to the House leadership and to the committees of jurisdiction, laying out some very specific things that we think our state needs, ensuring that federal resources are provided to support communities and workers and employers that are impacted by this, trying to expand direct access to economic assistance through things like the Economic Development Administration, trying to ensure housing security. We don't want to see, we've already had challenges around homelessness and lack of affordable housing, wanting to see that problem not get exacerbated further. And so part of our request has been to focus resources on those essential services, and even including things like rental assistance, making sure our tribal communities also have access to all resources that are being deployed. So, you know, I know that is a long list of things, but it just gives you a sense of just how significant and how many ripple effects there are. To some degree, we're working to make sure we're building the plane while we're flying it, but you're going to need to see a prolonged and coordinated federal response to step up to this challenge.
Congressman Derek Kilmer, thank you so much for your time.
You bet. Thank you.